Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's 7:45, Total Information AM Sunday. I'm Scott Jagow, joined now by our sports director, Tom Ackerman. Good morning, Tom.
Morning, buddy. How are you?
Good. A lot of runs yesterday at Busch Stadium, a lot of heat as well. Tell us about that Yankees-Cards game.
12-8 Yankee win. They battered Sonny Gray. The Cardinals battered Max Fried. Bit of a surprise where you had two of the aces going head-to-head, and the Yankees got the better of them. Aaron Judge hit a home run that just cleared the wall. Victor Scott II made an incredible play on it. It would have been a spectacular catch that you would have seen for years. I mean, one of those highlight reel, scaling the wall type catches, but he just couldn't get it. It came down awkwardly as well. So we'll keep an eye on that. Hopefully Vic is okay. The Cardinals got a home run out of Mason Wynn, a three-run shot. They got a home run out of Nolan Gorman. They just couldn't get enough, and the pitching let them down yesterday as they lost the game 12-8. The Cardinals are two games under 500 and not a team that should be considered seriously for a playoff spot. And the reason I continue to say that, even though I hear time on broadcast, I heard it on the national broadcast last night. Yeah, technically they're in the wild card race, but they're not. I mean, you're looking ahead at the Cubs, Padres, Mets. I mean, you're going to have to crack one of those three, even though the Mets have stumbled here lately. That's the reason that the Reds and Cardinals have even been considered. Now, the Reds are a little more interesting, where they're a game and a half out of the wild card spot. But the Cardinals, the 4.5 out is not what you should look at. It's two games under 500. They're not a playoff team. They're a team in development. They're a team that we thought would be about a 500 team this year. They continue to monitor their younger players to see who emerges in 2026. And if you really honestly look at the box score yesterday and you looked at the lineup going in, I mean, they lack star power. They didn't have Wilson Contreras. He's out with an injury. They didn't have Brendan Donovan. He was out with an injury. They're playing shorthanded. And Mason Wynn, Alec Burleson, Yvonne Herrera, Lars Nootbaar are the first four hitters in your lineup. With Jordan Walker, who was 0-13 before getting a hit yesterday. Nolan Gorman, I mean, these are guys that hit around 230. Thomas Sejace, who's a player that they acquired a couple of years ago in the Jordan Montgomery trade, and then they end up, you know, planting him in the minors because Nolan Arenado is untradeable. They're not able to trade him to Houston. He rejects the trade, so there's no spot for Sejace. Now Arenado is rehabbing down in Jupiter and might rejoin them in Miami. And then you had Pedro Pajes, who's a fine defensive catcher and actually had a good day yesterday, going 3-for-4 and hitting a bomb himself. But mostly he's a defensive catcher. And Victor Scott II, who's a defensive player, who doesn't provide much offense, even though he drove in a run and scored a run yesterday. It was a day, again, where the Cardinals had a dozen hits. But mostly that's a surprise, I would say, with that lineup. I mean, that's not a lineup that's going to deliver you a lot of offense, in my opinion. I mean, the best hitter in that lineup is Herrera. The second best hitter in that lineup is Burleson. Everybody else is around a – it wins getting better. but they just don't have the star power. Now, if you look down in the minor leagues and you take a peek at that, that's star power. J.J. Weatherholt's the real deal.
Say.
I mean, he's a star. He hit another home run yesterday. He has now 16 home runs and 9 for Memphis alone. I mean, he's only played 25 games for Memphis. So that's he's the real deal. The Cardinals
also plays a bunch of different positions too. He's so versatile.
Yeah, I mean, he can be a Brendan Donovan type. I think he's even better than that though with the bat. I think he's your second baseman of the future. Now, can he play third? Yes, but you got a lot of third basemen. You got Sejacy over there. You got Gorman over there. Can he play shortstop? Absolutely. But you have Mason Winn as your shortstop of the future. Winn's legitimate talent and is going to be for a long time. Can he play outfield? Sure, but it seems like you have a ton of outfielders right now. I think he's your second baseman, which raises the question, where do you put Donovan? Anywhere you want. I mean, he can move around too. I really like Weatherholt and what he does with his bat. He is a leader. He's got a great bat. He's got a great attitude, and he's not a kid. I mean, he came up through West Virginia, played college ball at a very high level. He's probably the number one pick in the draft in 2024 if he doesn't hurt his hamstring. That scared off some teams. Cardinals jumped right in there and took him at 7, and he is a big-timer. By the way, there was a 3-run blast yesterday for Blaze Jordan, the player that the Cardinals acquired from the Red Sox for Steven Matz. So he's been hitting them now at a pretty good clip. His second now with Memphis. Michael Ciani had a home run yesterday for Memphis as well. That's a name you probably forgot about because you haven't seen much of him, but the left fielder hit a go-ahead 2-run homer, and that Memphis team won 9-6 at Truist Field is where they played that matchup. So it's interesting. It's interesting. I think this Memphis team, especially with Weatherholt and maybe Jordan making some noise next year in spring training, is going to make Jupiter very interesting, especially Weatherholt. I think he will be a headliner, not only competing for a spot on the big club, but competing for a starting spot in 2026.
Well, that's exciting. Meanwhile, the Brewers are on fire beyond belief. They've won 14 straight games. They have the fewest losses and the most wins in the major leagues right now. What is going on with the Brewers?
Yeah, they're just the perfect franchise right now. They're exactly who you want to be if you're the Cardinals. They're a medium-sized market that developed players the right way. They just continue to pour resources into their minor league system, and all they do is bring up great players. And they don't hesitate to trade away players who they think have given them all they can or can get them value. I mean, they've traded big names, if you really think about it. I mean, look at those starters that they traded or they've let walk away. And relievers, I mean, we're talking about Burns and Devin Williams and Josh Hader. And, you know, they just continue to turn over their roster, and they don't really get too emotional about it. They just keep churning these young players through the system, and then they become successful. And you're seeing this now at the highest of levels, Major League Baseball, this winning franchise. They are so impressive. Yesterday, they won it in 11 innings, 6-5. They scored 5 of those runs in the 9th, 10th, and 11th. They won in Cincinnati 6-5. But the night before that was even more impressive. Milwaukee was down 8-1 and scored 5 runs in the 3rd, 2 runs in the 4th, and then they scored in the 6th and 7th. They shut the Reds out after their 7-run second inning and won 10-8.
That's insane. I mean,
they just find ways to get it done. They are the number one team in baseball for a reason.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, college football is about getting ready to start. I think Mizzou plays the 28th is their first game. That's like 11 days from now. What are you looking forward to most for this upcoming college football season?
Well, let's start with Mizzou. I mean, I think they could be an interesting team, but the problem is they play in the SEC, which has a lot of interesting teams ahead of them. I think there are a lot of teams that are better than them in the SEC, but they're solid. You know, I think Missouri is a solid team that is going to play in a bowl. They're going to make noise. They have a bit of a favorable schedule, I would say. They do open against Central Arkansas on a Thursday night game. Then they play Kansas, and I think that's a huge game for them. Kansas is playing a little bit better, and you know, you're going to have to show at home in a rivalry game that you can control your emotions, that you don't commit penalties, and that you go out and you pull off that win. Kansas had a losing record last year, but they won 4 out of their last 6 games. They beat Houston, they beat Iowa State, they beat BYU, they beat Colorado. They ended up getting blown out at Baylor to end the year, but they are getting a little bit better. They have all these teams have to be able to show that they can supply depth in the portal. I think Missouri has done that. I think most importantly for them, the quarterback position, that has to hit, and it has to be great. I think it's going to be Bo Prabula, but yesterday Eli Drinkwitz at the practice at Lindenwood University said that both of those quarterbacks have been named offensive captains, Bo Prabula and Sam Horn. The other interesting move was their offensive line. They took their preseason All-American Caden Green and moved him to left tackle. Everybody freaked out about that because Green's a guard. So that was raising the question, what is Drinkwitz worried about? Why is left tackle suddenly Green's spot and not the other two who are competing for it? He calmed everybody down yesterday and said, we know what we're doing. Don't worry about it. We got this figured out. The offensive line is going to be fine. But that's obviously key in the SEC. You have to have a great offensive line, and you have to win the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. So there's a lot out there for Missouri. I think they have good talent at the skill positions. If Prabula throws it more than he likes to run it, because he is a running quarterback coming out of Penn State, I think they could be pretty decent. And then Illinois, number 12 in the country for a reason. Solid team. I mean, Illinois, not only did they win out the end of the year, but they beat South Carolina. Let's not forget that in the Citrus Bowl. South Carolina was one of the hottest teams in the country. Now, granted, they were really let down after they missed a shot at the college football playoff. I'm sure of that. But they still lost in the bowl game to Illinois, who I think has picked up some serious momentum. Great quarterback, great foundation built by Brett Bielema, and a team that could be a force to be reckoned with. I think the season gets off to an absolute bang with Texas at Ohio State. That's an incredible opener on August 30th. But there are a lot of great games that day. LSU plays at Clemson. There are a lot of teams that are going to be trying to make a good impression on their fan base, coaches that are on the hot seat. It's a fun year coming up here for college football, without a doubt.
Looking forward to that and the NFL. What do you have coming up at 10 o'clock on Sports on a Sunday morning?
At 10 o'clock, we'll be joined in studio by Robert Tracy, the St. Louis Police Chief, is going to join us. Big Yankee fan, joined us last year in studio, so we'll have a little fun with him and talk to him about a lot of things regarding the city and sports and public safety. We'll also have Ron Kraszewski, the CEO of Stiefel at 10:30. He has a big event coming, the Stiefel Charity Classic at Norwood Hills, the first full weekend of September. That same weekend is the NASCAR Cup playoff race, Worldwide Technology Raceway. Chris Blair, the GM of the racetrack, will join us at 10:45. 11:15, Lutz Pfannenstiel of City. They lost last night, but City 2 won again. 11:30, John Mozeliak. 11:45, Bernie Miklas. As always, big show, sports on a Sunday morning from 10 to 12 on KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.